ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
When your unkind childhood behaviour still weighs on your conscience years after you've said farewell to school, it's time to ask Auntie. Today, we're talking about early school days. Our letter writer is in a reflective mood about the way he treated a classmate many years ago. And to help work out the best course of action, we have two aunties poised to offer their insights. James Finlay, ABC broadcaster and journalist, and Monica Ducks, a writer, commentator and columnist. James, Monica, aunties, welcome.
Oh, great Hello. To be here.
Auntie Monica, what was your school experience like?
Look, I don't think you could ask that question to anyone without them saying that they didn't leave school feeling unscathed.
I was very scathed.
We were all in some way scathed. I met up with a friend in my early 20s. I hadn't seen her for years since high school, and we bumped into each other. I'd moved cities, and we were chatting about school and looking back, and I said, oh, you know, some kids were so mean and there were all these really awful experiences. And she stopped and she looked at me and she said, Monica, that was all of us. That was all of us. So, yeah, look, generally it was okay. I do sometimes look back and think, how did I behave? Like I will remember many moments where I felt kids were mean to me, but maybe I was also mean to other kids.
Yeah, Monica, you're not special.
James. Yeah, I'm not special. I'm a cliche. I'm a cliche.
What about you, James?
Yeah, look, I did enjoy school, but there was certainly plenty of difficult moments throughout primary school, high school. But I went to a small regional school. Like, by the time we got to years 11 and 12, there were only like 60 of us or something. Mm. So the kind of nastiness kind of died down by then because there were so few of us. I think when there are so few, then you kind of know each other a little bit more intimately. But look, yeah, it wasn't a walk through the park.
Well, it sounds like you're both perfectly qualified to answer this question today, which has come from Matt. He says, I'm in my 30s and recently I've been thinking about someone I bullied in primary school and feeling a lot of guilt about how I treated them. I was bullied myself, but as so often happens, I took my anger out on others, especially with one kid. Let's call him Pete. He was quite reserved and didn't have many friends. I would go out of my way to call him names. And one time when he was walking in front of me, I tripped him on the concrete and he fell and grazed his knees. Even at the time, I knew it was wrong and I felt bad about what I'd done, but I didn't help him. The things I did to him usually got a laugh from my classmates, and I'm embarrassed to admit it made me feel good sometimes. Auntie, some real transparency coming through from Matt. Monica, how do you feel about his treatment of Pete?
Oh, look, that is really awful to hear. I guess what sticks up for me in defence, or not so much defence, but to make Matt maybe feel a bit better is he's in primary school. And I reckon primary school is a bit unhinged for a lot of kids, you know. They're like, you know, small children are like wild animals and sometimes they're biters. And I think it's really hard when they're that age and kids do behave badly. I think once you get to high school and people start behaving badly, they're more adults and that's a different proposition. But no, that's abominable. I'm so sorry this happened to Pete. And I'm curious as to why Matt's reflecting on it now.
Yeah, I was going to call you a bully apologist, but you made a very nifty save at the end there, Monica. James, what do you reckon? What do you think? Why do you think Matt's looking back to his primary school years so nostalgically right now?
Yeah, it is. I'm also curious to know why now is the time. But look, it is interesting looking back at these things. I don't know, maybe there's some kind of event that's popped up or, you know, social media may have like popped up this person from the past into the feeds. Who knows? But look, I do understand the reflection of this kind of behaviour because, well, I think some of us do think about the way that we acted in the past. But look, I've got to agree with Monica, like, you're in primary school. Let's like take the foot off the brakes a bit and like give yourself a bit of leeway.
Okay. All right. Well, so Matt's letter continues. I've been grappling with this guilt. I've been thinking about whether I should reach out to Pete and try to make amends, but I don't know if it's a good idea or how he would respond. We don't have anything to do with each other as adults, but we have mutual friends. Monica, if one of those meanies from your primary school reached out to you now, would that be welcome to you or would it be Would it bring up those feelings?
It could be. I think the problem is that when you're that young, how you remember these things, and obviously Matt remembers it really vividly. I would be curious as to how Pete remembers this and how he's processed it. So, look, what's jumping out for me here with Matt is, why is he seeking absolution? Is he feeling bad and he's seeking absolution? Should he be thinking, and he, you know, he's saying, I'm not sure whether I should reach out to Pete, but it's like, is this going to be a sincere, unconditional apology, or does he just want to feel a little bit better about poor behaviour?
Oh, you think it's like self-serving?
Not, I mean, look, understandably, he wants absolution. We all do. I would love, you know, people to accept an apology from me, but sometimes you have to think, but is it in, you know, in the best interest of this person? And he is grappling with that, and he does need to figure that one out.
So, I mean, he's told us he's in his 30s, so we've got a couple of decades between primary school and now. James, what do you reckon? Is it long enough? Is it too long?
No, I don't think it's ever too late for an apology. And I think, you know, reaching out of the blue might be a tad bizarre. I don't know. If you're going to an event or someone's wedding or a school reunion, you're going to run into them, then I think that would be an opportunity for an apology. But I've had people who treated me badly in primary school and high school apologize to me.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. In the past, like, it's happened a couple of times or a few times over the past 10 years. And it's been a couple of decades since I'd left school. And I've welcomed it. Like, even if it is just for them to, you know, make themselves feel better, then that's fine. But at least, like, I know that then they've reflected and they realize that they were, you know, not a great person and that they've turned that around. There have been a couple of times where I've been surprised when someone said, oh, I'm so sorry that I treated you this way. I'm like, honestly, I didn't realize you were doing that.
I think that's part of the problem, isn't it? Because there's an element where someone could be apologizing to you and you're like, oh, I didn't know there was a problem. And then that opens up a whole lot of can of worms.
Oh, look, it didn't open a can of worms for me. I was just like, all right, well, look, I'm glad that you've reflected on that and we can continue. But, like, I'm now one of really close with a guy that was unpleasant to me at times during high school. And I'm one of the only people he talks to from high school now. So, you know, you never know where these things might go, Tegan.
That is so interesting. And it's funny that you mentioned the reunion, James, because it's almost like you've been sneaking a peek at the rest of Matt's letter.
No, my school reunion was on the weekend, which is why
seriously?
It's fresh in my mind.
How many, can I ask, how many years?
Yeah, 20.
20 years from?
Yeah, 20 year reunion from a high school, from year 12.
Yikes. Wow. Happy anniversary.
But I couldn't go. I was away.
Oh.
But I've heard all the stories.
Well, Matt's coming up to his 20 year primary school reunion. So Matt says, keep thinking I'm going to see Pete there. And it may be strange if this is unresolved, or is that the place to resolve it? Is it best to leave the past to rest, or should we seek out the people we've wronged and apologize? 20 year primary school reunion. Is this a thing? It must be.
It's not a thing for in our town because we all just went to the same high school.
Yeah. Right. Oh, you again.
Yeah.
What about you, Monica? Have you ever been to a primary school reunion?
I've never been to a school reunion and I don't live in the same city, but yeah, I sort of fear them. I thought about it, but it you know, I'm a bit older than you, James, so I've got an extra decade.
Well,
on my
you've
reunions.
Had a lot of opportunities for reunions and you still haven't gone.
Maybe it's all those apologies I still need to make.
Well, okay, yeah, exactly. Is it cool, like, to come up to a reunion? Is it a good time to apologise, or is it make it even more awkward, Monica?
No. See, that's, to me, I would say my one certain piece of advice to Matt would be, don't do it at the reunion, because that could, you know, it's ambushing Pete. It could embarrass him. It could make him feel awkward. Who knows? Pete might have spent the last 20 years pumping iron at the local gym and it could get ugly. you don't want to ambush someone. I mean, I think he should, if he wants to approach him, it seems it's an appropriate thing to do. He should approach him, you know, via an email, keep it very simple, keep it very open-ended. Don't put himself in it. I think this idea that, you know, not trying to excuse, Matt trying to excuse himself is not appropriate. Just saying, look, I think I behaved badly. I really want to apologise. Are you open to talking about it?
What do you reckon, James?
Yeah, I'm on the other side of this. Like, as someone who was approached at my 10-year high school reunion and had people apologise, it was like, I I think don't corner him, don't corner poor Pete, and bring back memories. But I think a casual, like if you're, I think it would be more awkward if you're both in the same room and you don't talk at all. I think that would be more awkward than, because then you're avoiding it. Obviously, there's a bit of shame going on there. But I think if there's a casual approach at the reunion, I think that would be a good move. My thoughts.
On the text line, Max, not Matt, says he could try writing a letter but make it clear he doesn't expect anything in return. I too would like to know what prompted reflection. Yeah, Matt, can you write the letter and then let us know? what kind of
process? CC.
Yeah, please do.
BCC.
A brief final word from James, mostly just because I'm interested. You said you're now mates with someone who wasn't very nice to you at high school. How did you rekindle? I don't even know what the right word is. How did you find friendship even though it hadn't been a nice start?
I think, so we were kind of living in around the same area at the time, and I don't know how it popped up, but I think I was like, oh, I'm living in the area now. Like, did you want to catch up or something? And then caught up a couple of times. And then that's when he was like, look, I do want to apologize. And I was like, look, it's really fine. Like, everyone was kind of an a-hole in high school, you know, like, you know, you're going through puberty, like you're trying to work out who you are. You can't, you know, manage your hormones and your moods and whatever. Like, I wouldn't worry so much about it. Like, everyone had their moment.
Yeah, teenagers known for being level-headed and kind to everyone they encounter.
Totally.
We do have to leave it there, James. Monica, thank you both so much for joining me today. James Finlay is an ABC broadcaster and journalist. Monica Dux, writer, commentator and columnist. And thank you to Matt. I hope that our auntie's insights gave you a little bit of guidance today. If you want to share a story, a dilemma with us, lifematters@abc.net.au is the email address. Chuck Ask Auntie in the subject line.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.